It's October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 podcasts.
It's helpful, so and Podoween.
Hey everybody, welcome to today's episode. So if you've been listening, you would know that one of the things we did was we did a died in house search, right? To see if anyone had died in my house. And so what I'm doing right now is signing back in. Shit. Not now. I really hate about when you're signing into somewhere on a Mac. It's like, do you want me to save your password? And I'm always like, well, sure. But then it asks you if you want to save the password, even if you're entering the wrong password. And it's like, well, yeah, why would I want that, right? Let me see if I can just click this in my email. This is really exciting, huh? New account creation. What would I have done as the password? Oh, maybe it remembers? Nope. Incorrect. All right, I forgot my password. This is hell right here. Is like forgetting your password, having to sign in. Do this, all this. Everything has these like fucking complicated passwords, right? That are like, ooh, how are you going to get all this information? Ooh, what if somebody got into my fucking died in house account? Can you imagine how terrible that would be for me? Okay, new password. Should I use this Safari suggested password of the craziest thing that no one could ever memorize, even if they were a robot? No. All right, manage account, let's see. I'm gonna use my search. All right, so here's the deal. We had friend of the show, Alec, was the first to claim the remaining house search for died in house. So he is going to get his searched. Isn't that lucky for him? Now, we were debating. Before I hit continue here, I was like, well, I hope for your sake that there's no deadies in your house, but actually I hope for my sake that there totally is, because, you know, we did two and there was nothing, so I would like a third. Now, this is a house that's been around a little bit longer. Also, you know, an apartment right next to a university, I mean, probably less likely to have a death here, I suppose. So here we go. I'm going to hit continue. We're going to find out if anyone died in Alec's house. Dun 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 dun. Showing me a map. Great. Run report. It's building. I have the gears running. Are they grinding up a dead corpse or no dead corpse? Is it a corpse ever not dead? Uh-oh. Died in house found information relating to a death at this address. There are 17 people associated with the address, 130 registered sex offenders in the zip code. Well, that's not a surprise. Apparently, someone may have died there in 2006. Her name is Marita Belvel. Born in 1929. I'm going to search this person's name immediately. Marita Belvel, find a grave. Tribune obituaries. Here we go. Holy shit. This is the ghost. Marita L. Belvel was born in Goodland, Kansas to James T. and Blanche Higgison. On January 12, 1947, she married Loris, L-A-U-R-E-S, Belvel in Greeley. He died July 20th, 1994. Mrs. Bell Bell lived in Greeley most of her life and graduated from Greeley High School. She was employed by Sunset Memorial Gardens for several years. She was an avid bowler and loved to golf, play cards, and spend time with her family. She was a state champion roller skater. Huh. Mrs. Belleville died Wednesday at her home. Well. A daughter, Lynn Bell of Vegas, a son, Terry Belleville of Greeley, three sisters, Phyllis Hale and husband, Alfred of Denver, Lori Helzer of Greeley, and Merrill Ross of Eads, Nebraska. Two grandchildren and great-grandchild. So he died at home. She died at home. Isn't that interesting? Oh, and I can see her grave at Sunset Memorial Gardens. So if I click on that, we've got Belleville. Oh, this is one of those husband and wife ones. So he died in 94, and she came along about 12 years later. Taken November 16th, 2013, with much reverence and respect. It's a nice looking gravestone, not going to lie. And there's an inscription on it that says, "Together forever." That's very sweet. I hope they actually liked each other and all that stuff. Well, bad news, Alec. It looks like there's a great chance that somebody died in your house. L. Belleville died in 1994 and supposedly died at home. So you may have a ghost on your hands there. And you may also, if you have a ghost that's involved in bowling, golf, playing cards, and spending time with her family, and also if you hear the eerie sound of a state championship roller coaster around, roller skater? Good Lord. I am pretty stupid, huh? I am pretty freaking stupid. But if you find that roller skater around, well, then you know. So, hey, you know what? That was money well spent, I gotta say. I know that you might not be a fan, You might not have been excited to hear that happened. But there you go, man. Congratulations, you got a dead person in your house. Not that long ago, either. Not as long ago as you might want it to be. But, you know, I guess I can also see, you know, what schools are nearby you. And I can give you a great, if you want, a list of all of the sex offenders around you, let me know, my friend. So there we go. We found a ghost. Congratulations. As ghost hunters, we finally had a success. So I thank you, Alec, for providing that success for us, and watch your fucking back.